I'm Bia Matos with BYU Idaho Radio, and today with me in the studio is Brother William Riggins, who is the Student Honor Office Director at BYU Idaho. Welcome in, Brother Riggins.
Thanks, Bia. Appreciate it very much.
No problem. Just as a quick icebreaker question, what do you mainly do here? What is your day-to-day like?
Well, I have three different responsibilities here at BYU Idaho. I'm a religion professor. That's my number one job here. Mm-hmm. That's what I got hired to do here. But for the last 5.5 years, I've been the director of the Student Honor Office. So that's my, that's right now, that's my number one responsibility. But I still teach a few religion classes. And then I'm also the chief inclusion officer, which is awesome.
Yeah. Just as like another quick question, in your bio, it said that you had started your professional journey in swimming pool industry. And I was just curious about that. What were you doing? What was it like?
So, when I came home from my mission, I wanted to go to college, and I went to my dad, told him, "Hey dad, I want to go to college." And he said, "Really? Who's going to pay for it? Go get a job." Right. And so I went back to what I knew how to do, which was work in construction. I had worked construction as a young man prior to my mission. So I went into that. So I went into the swimming pool industry. I was a mason by trade, and I did that till I was 40 years old, you know. But at the age of 35, I came home one day and I told my wife, I said, "Honey, I got to go to college." So I started college at 35. I graduated at 39, almost 40. And I had been teaching early morning seminary for 12 years. And so it gave me an in, and I got hired, which is awesome. I got hired by the church educational system. So yeah, that's exactly what I did. I worked in the swimming pool industry for almost 20 years.
Moving on, your devotional talk for this Tuesday is called In the Hands of the Lord of the Harvest. And you mainly talk about the importance of temples and doing temple attendance and everything. Why was this the topic that you felt like you needed to choose?
So I when I think about the young people here at BYU Idaho, and even as members of the church, we think of the temple kind of in singular events, from a singular event perspective. We think of going and receiving our endowments. We think of going and doing baptisms for the dead. We think of, we think of being married in the temple, and then we think of doing work for the dead. But we don't see the temple from the perspective that it's the Lord's university, right? That it's a place of learning. It's a place of instruction. We're going to be perfected in theory, in principle, in doctrine. We don't think of it as a place where we're going to go be empowered, right? We don't think of it from the idea that it's a place where I'm going to go find peace and ultimately come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ personally and intimately, right? So the question that I'm asking in my devotional talk is, what does the temple have to do with me now, here at BYU Idaho as a student, right? And what I really want is I want the young people to understand that when we're stressed, let's go to the temple. When we need power, let's go to the temple. When we have questions, let's go to the temple, right? That's what it's there for. So it's for the living. Yes, we do work for the dead, right? But ultimately, the temple is for you and me right now. That's why I decided to talk about it.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that in your talk, how sometimes we forget that it's not just for the deceased, but it's also for us, the living, currently. How do you believe that temple worship enhances and complements students' academic learning experiences here at BYU Idaho?
Well, we sometimes say BYU Idaho is one of the Lord's schools, right? And it is. I'm not saying it isn't, but it's a university. It's sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're studying secular information. We're producing what's awesome about BYU Idaho is that our mission is to develop disciples of Jesus Christ, but we're also developing nurses and architects and so on and so forth, right? But the true university, or the university where we're going to not just educate our minds but educate our spirits, sits up there on the hill, right? That beautiful temple. So if you bring the two together, that's what I love about this. I just mentioned this idea that it's a place of learning where we're going to be instructed in theory, in principle, and in doctrine, right? We don't normally tie those three to the gospel, right? The idea that God wants you to know the theory behind ministering, right? He wants you to know the theory behind your priesthood power. And so we often don't think of the temple from that perspective. If I'm going to find theory or principle, I'm going to go in the classroom down here, right? But the reality is it's there, right? It's there where God wants us to know the principles behind what he asks us to do. So as a young man, I go to the temple, and it's there where I go to God and say, Heavenly Father, I want to know the theory and the principles and the doctrines behind home teaching, right? Or being a father, right? Or being a good husband, right? And he says, there, I can get those. I can be instructed. So again, we have this beautiful blessing of having the secular with the spiritual here on campus, but then we have this additional spiritual power that comes to us from the temple.
Yeah, I know my own experience being amazing because of that, because you don't get to say a lot of the times how you get to go to classes and feel the spirit in a classroom. You know, it's a little different, but honestly, I feel like that's what makes this place so special.
I believe that, by the way.
Yeah. So my next question was, you and your wife had the pleasure to serve a mission together as mission leaders in Guayaquil, Ecuador. And you mentioned how there you guys decided to start each zone conference in the temple. Looking back on the time there, what do you believe was the most significant long-term impact of prioritizing the temple attendance and covenant making for the missionaries that you served with?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. So just a little while ago, we visited one of our missionaries. Actually, two of our missionaries, they actually got married, right? So they're a husband and wife team. And we went down to Utah. We visited them. The sister missionary says something like this to me. She said, President, when I talk to people about their missions and what they learn about the temple, it's like, they didn't learn anything about it. It's so incredible that you and your wife taught us, you know, the importance of the covenants and the symbolism and the wearing of the garment and everything, right? All of these things that we. So I think that when I think of what we did on the mission field, we were trying to do the very thing that BYU wants to do, which is develop disciples of Jesus Christ. I love what Elder or what's both Sister Meredith and President Meredith use. They put the word lifelong, right? So developing lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ. And if the place that every one of my missionaries will use to become one with God, to be empowered, to be bound to Him, to receive that Sehed love that, you know, that President Nelson talks about, is the temple. And they may not remember aspects of their mission, little things that happened, but I believe that the temple experience, it'll build and build and build and build continually throughout their lives.
The next question was, in your talk, you also mentioned President Nelson's invitation to make the temple a priority in our lives. What encouragement or advice would you offer to individuals who might be currently struggling to establish or maintain a regular pattern of temple attendance?
Yeah, so one of the things that I teach as taught as a mission president and have to teach as as a faculty member here, as I teach mission prep and so on, is the importance of taking control of your life, right? Of not letting life control you, but you take charge of your life, right? In the mission field, our missionaries had to learn how to manage their lives from the moment they got up in the morning to the time they went to bed at night, right? And sometimes I feel like we come home and we go, oh, no, we're not going to, I'm just going to let it happen, right? So I think we've got to look at our lives and we've got to say, what is important, right? What is important? And so what I would say to the young people that I love so much here on campus is I'd say, look, nothing, right? Nothing will help you more than making time to go to the house of the Lord, right? God will embrace what you're doing. He's going to wrap you around. His spirit will be with you. Power will be with you. So make time. That doesn't mean, by the way, and I want to make sure, I'm not saying, look, you need to be there every day, because we make time as necessary. Our students' number one responsibility right now is to be a student, is to do their homework. And number two responsibility is, hey, go find a spouse, right? Go date, go do those great things that you're supposed to be doing right now. That's part of our ministry right now. But in all of that, make sure that we use some of our leisure time to be in the temple. When Sister Riggins and I were younger, President Hinckley was the prophet, and he invited us to use our leisure time to go to the temple. And so every Tuesday, because I worked late on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. we'd go to the temple, and then we'd go on a date together. We'd go to lunch afterwards, right? And so that was our leisure time. And so again, we have lots of time, and we've got things that we do. So use some of your leisure time to go and get built up by the Lord, be edified by Him.
Yeah, honestly, that's a really wonderful point. When you were 14 is when you decided to ultimately join the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Over time, how has your personal understanding of the temple evolved? And what advice would you give to someone who's seeking to deepen their own appreciation and reference for the temple worship and covenants?
Wow. What a beautiful question. Thank you. I'm no different than anyone else, right? I saw the temple as a place where we're going to receive our endowments, right? And you learn them, you go, we're going to be washed and anointed. And, you know, you're going to go and you're going to come out and you're going to be dressed and you're going to have garments to wear. And, you know what I mean? And then from then on, you're going to go work and do for the dead. So that was my basic understanding of a temple. I had the opportunity as a young man, I was 16 years old when our family was sealed together. And so I, you know, as a 16 year old, I got to go in, my mom, my dad, my brothers and sisters and so on. And so we, you know, there was just this precious, it was just this beautiful experience that we had in the temple as young kids. But again, it was just shallow. It was just, that's what we go and do. It really wasn't until Sister Riggins and I made a decision soon after being married that we would attend the temple. We lived in San Diego. The closest temple at the time was in Los Angeles. 2.5 hours to get there and sometimes 5 to 6 hours to get back because of the traffic, okay? But we decided that every third Saturday we would travel to Los Angeles and nothing got in the way, right? Nothing. It didn't matter. If I had to work, I'd tell them I couldn't work. But every third Saturday we'd go. And we did that until she had children, right? And so it was beautiful. And it was during that time that I started to see that the temple was much more than just doing this work, right? Than going and doing an endowment for someone who's passed away or being baptized or whatever it might be. And that's when I got interested and I started looking in the scriptures and I started to think about these concepts that especially President Nelson has brought forth, right? I began to see that that the temple is where you're empowered. The temple is where you're endowed with angels to have charge over you, right? That the temple, that the temple is a place of learning. It's a place of instruction. That the temple, and so there's just this excitement. I got hungry to know. Wait a minute, what am I missing out on? Right now, I was going there, and I was seeing it more like a university. I'm going there to learn. I'm going to go find out what this is all about. I started studying symbols, right? I started studying things like hands and feet and knuckles. And so it's taken me literally 45 years to be where I'm at. So my invitation to the young people would be, first of all, my warning would be, don't think that you have to know everything today, right? But go there with questions. Go there with an anticipation of learning, of who are you, right? What's my relationship with God? Where am I going to find Jesus in all of this, right? All of those kinds of questions, you just go there and you just go time after time after time, and then it just begins to build on each other to where I can't live without the temple, right? I've got to have it. It's my place. I serve as a patriarch right now, and I go to the temple before every blessing. And then after I've given the blessing, I take the blessing to the temple, and it's there where I edit it, right? And so it's my holy place, right? It's I go into God's house to do these beautiful things that I've been asked to do.
Just as a final question, if there's just one main idea that you want students to take away from your talk, what would that be?
The temple is for me, the here and the now. Don't worry about the dead. Now, I know we do, because we go there. We're not just going to go there without doing work. We're going to go work for them, right? We love them. We want, they're our ancestors. They're somebody's ancestors. We love them, right? But go, it's okay. I think that there might be this feeling that if I go there, that for me, that it's a selfish thing. No, this is why God wants you to go there. He wants you to go there for you. It's there where he's going to show you how much he loves you. It's there where he's going to reveal truth to you. It's there where he's going to teach you who you are. It's there where he's going to help you overcome your weaknesses. It's there where, so that's the message. It's the temple is for you right here, right now at BYU Idaho.
Wow, thank you so much. Those are all the questions I have for you today, but thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here. We really appreciate it.